Let's touch on some of them in Hagim of Rosh Chodesh, since it is Rosh Chodesh. The Torah mentions in Siman Tov Yud Tes, there's a minhag to have a suit on Rosh Chodesh, and they find it in the Pasuk in Chumash. It says, "V'yom simchaschem u'b'moyad echem u'b'roshei chodshechem," just like on Moyed, your person is supposed to have a suit, it's man of simcha. So it mentions Rosh Chodesh also as man of simcha. It actually is brought down in a sefer minhag Eretz Yisrael, minhag Tzvas, they were knowing but dafka timakva to sing. And the word shir is Rosh Teves, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh. So that's the opinion of a suda together with Simcha. There is also a psikta which says that Kol Mazonos Shel Adam are Ksuvim Rosh Hashanah. All of his panasis is set from the beginning of the year, except for that which he spends on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And also the psikta mentions Rosh Chodesh also. And actually, if you look at the word and Talmud Torah, the Gemara says, if you look at the word Tishrei, Tishrei is Talmud Torah, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tov. Tov, Shin, Reish, Yud. Okay. You're not mechuyev to eat bread by the Suda. It's brought down in Siman Kuf Peches. You're not mechuyev to eat bread. However, it does mention that it's preferable that a person should wash for the Suda on Rosh Chodesh. One Suda is sufficient by day. You don't have to have a Suda by night also. One Suda by day is sufficient. It's also brought down, Mishabur brings down on Tough Yud Tes, it's in adding one more Michael, than you eating something more than usual, something a special Michael from the covenant of Rosh Chodesh. The Yisrael Rosh Chodesh Avodah brings down as in wearing a beged miyuchad, the covenant Rosh Chodesh. It brings that the Goyim was makban in that, and he has that in the word. The word Chamesh Chalifos Smolois, so the word Chamesh is the Ches stands for Chodesh, the Mem stands for Moyed, and the Shin stands for Shabbos. So there's three times in the year when a person is changing their clothing, the Kovid, Chodesh, Moyed, and Shabbos, a person is changing his clothing. There is a minute for women not to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. That's brought down, and it is a minute toiv, it says that a person should not do malacha, women should not do malacha. The Kshirel Yet Leket says this goes back to when they were not chayt on the eagle. Originally, was supposed to be three yamim tayim kenegah the Ovis and 12 smaller yamim tayim kenegah the shvatim. Each Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be a full yamtiv kenegah the shvatim. We lost it because of the chet eagle. The women didn't lose it because they didn't do the chet eagle, and that's why they have a minig not to do now. That what exactly what seems to be the minig nowadays is they don't weave, they don't sew, and they don't wash. Wash clothing. Those are the three things which go into that minig. One more point. There is actually Gemara Rosh Hashanah that says a person should go to his Rebbe and visit his Rebbe, Chayv Kapa Panei Rabbi on Rosh Chodesh. The Magen Avraham said it's a chiyuv on regel. It's a mitzvah to do it even on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. If the person is available, he can go speak and learning to his Rebbe. The Shir will be Be'ez Hashem at 9:20. Have a good Chodesh. Oh, one second. One more announcement. There's a new column list for the month of Kislev.